Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And we here at the Bryant Park Project, we're a grassroots kind of news operation. Every day we come in, we sort through all the news stories out there. We make decisions about what we think is informative and important that you should know about. And then there's this other kind of part of the show where you out there get to decide what is important and what you want to hear about it. Stories that you email to your friends a lot, stories that you blog a lot about. We talk about them here in The Most. Tricia McKinney.
Hello. I have the most viewed and most emailed story at USA Today this morning. The headline, Gator Blood Could Take Bite Out of Superbugs.
Gator blood?
Yes. Alligators, you know, they live in swamps. Swamps are slimy. Swamps are full of bacteria.
Yeah.
Alligators like to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
They get cut. How come they don't get infected? This is what some researchers at McNeese State University in Lake Charles, Louisiana noticed. So they started testing alligator blood, and they found that when they exposed 23 species of bacteria to serum they made out of alligator blood, all of the bugs were destroyed.
Whoa.
Comparing to human, we can typically defeat only 8 out of those 23 bugs.
Wow.
So they're saying that's a good indication alligators have some other additional protein or some protein, something. I guess all.
So that means we're going to see like essence of gator blood.
Oh, yeah.
Supplements. Yes. And GNC.
Sure.
You know what I was just thinking? Whatever comes out of this, it's probably not good for alligators.
Poor gators.
So. But here's my favorite quote.
Yeah.
These alligators tend to get into tussles and fights. They have torn limbs and scratches that are exposed to all this bacteria in the water, yet they are never infected. So I thought that was totally interesting.
Hmm. I'm with you. They got a secret, those alligators.
No ill effects from wrestling.
They have pretty tough skin, too, but they're...
Okay, so mine is from Google Trends. This is usually Allison and Trisha's territory, but I'm going to talk about a story that's pretty high up there today. It's about Randy Pausch. Is that how we say his last name?
I believe so.
He, for those of you who haven't heard this man's name, he is the professor at
Carnegie Mellon,
who gave this last lecture. He has pancreatic cancer, terminal pancreatic cancer, and he gave a very memorable last lecture that was, it was then put on the internet, and people all over the world were downloading this thing and reading it. It was a very inspiring message. And he has now, he's still around, and he has started something called the Alice Project at Carnegie Mellon University, and it's a program designed to help teenage girls learn how to program, to get them interested in computer science, and it happens in 3D, and they're creating animation to tell a story or play a game, and part of his mission is to try to get teenagers, especially girls who aren't necessarily pushed in that direction, to get clued in and interested in computer science.
And he had a book that came out this week. The lecture was a viral video, and the book came, I think, on Tuesday. Does that sound right?
I actually don't know.
Yeah, the book came out on Tuesday, and he did a big interview with Diane Sawyer, and sort of part of his legacy he wants to leave behind, this Alice Project.
Not to put you guys on the spot, do you guys know, how's his prognosis? Is he...
Today on his website, I went on there, and he said that he is going to Maryland for some sort of treatment. He has pancreatic cancer, which is very painful, as we all know, but he's trying to, I think he's going to be in some trial, so...
Good luck.
Good luck. He's
done a lot of good.
Yeah, he has. Hey, Ian.
Ian. Sorry, I forgot about you. I just skipped right over you. It's so rude of me.
That's all right.
Stealing our Google
so
Trends.
Rude.
Skipping over Ian.
You can stop talking.
Most sad.
I know, most sad.
Most emailed from Yahoo News. This is about a study. It was actually people volunteered to participate in the survey, mostly scientists working in academic institutions. And the study found that 20% of scientists are using performance-enhancing drugs. Drugs
what?
That help them focus, like Ritalin or Provigil. Which is effective just kind of against general fatigue. And then a third category, beta blockers, which, you know, helps anti-anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that illegal for scientists?
Well, they're using them sort of outside of their prescription.
It's hilarious. I mean,
are they racing?
There's a lot of news about the Olympics and Marion Jones. Are we going to see, like, PhDs being yanked back? And
well, you know,
and
for a long time, there's been sort of off-prescription use of Ritalin by college students, you know, cramming for exams. And the studies say that, you know, they use them during the exams, and then they go back to sort of non-drug life afterward, and people say, well, you know, it's sort of in the gray area. It's not as harmful for them. I find myself...
Wait, I know the difference. People don't bet on scientific publications. That's the
yet.
Difference. yet. Maybe now they will.
But, you know, I think it's pretty interesting because I have a hard time with sports. You know, if everybody's using, like, then we just accept it's okay. And in science, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I get up and I think if I don't have 5 cups of coffee, I'm not going to be able to do my job. How far away is that? I don't know.
It's just sad. That's not illegal.
Well, and it gets
more unethical.
It gets to that conversation we had with the card counter recently about poker. If everyone's counting cards, yep. then you got to do it.
My most anyway. Is from CNN. It was number 2. I'm so glad other people are fascinated with this story because I was feeling a little like a creep for liking this story. Well, not liking, but just being interested in this story. The headline is, 2 dead inside doomsday cult cave.
You creep.
I know. It's creepy that I like this story.
I'm with you. Totally fascinating.
Anything with cult cave.
Yeah, a little backstory.
It's been an amazing story.
Yeah, this Russian cult leader has told his followers that the world will end in May, and he has enticed them. He enticed them all into a cave, and they've been living in this cave. Now, some of them came out around April 1st or April 2nd, and they've been hearing some of the stories about what's been going on, and one of the cave members said, 2 people are dead in there. Somebody died of cancer. Another died from fasting in the cult.
And let's be clear, the leader's not in there anymore.
No, no. Mm. And so it's become this very, and they're in a standoff because the authorities want to go in, but the people who are in the cave are saying, if you come in, we'll commit suicide because the world's going to end.
Wow.
It seems like cults always have kind of a bad attitude. Like, you never hear about a cult leader who's like, everything's going to be fine, you guys.
Follow me.
Come join me.
A little bit pessimistic, maybe.
Yeah, there's always kind of a doomsday.
Involved in that.
Thanks for that insight.
Hey, that's the most. You can find the links to all these stories on our website, npr.org.
Now.
That was such a bummer.
Have a cup of coffee, Ian. Or 2.
Five.
Or 5. Perk up.